USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Pacific Fleet is reporting one person was rescued and five others were missing after a U.S. Navy helicopter crashed into the Pacific Ocean Tuesday afternoon. The MH-60S chopper crashed into the sea about 60 nautical miles from San Diego, California. It's unclear how many sailors were aboard the aircraft assigned to the USS Abraham Lincoln. California firefighters worked into the night to try to stop the growing Caldor fire from reaching the resort city of South Lake Tahoe. Evacuation orders were expanded to communities in Nevada. The weeks-old fire was 18% contained Wednesday, as it threatened almost 34,000 homes and other structures in the area. President Trump on One America News Tuesday grades President Biden's Afghan withdrawal.
This is the greatest humiliation in the history of our country, in my opinion. This is a psychological humiliation and a military humiliation.
USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
A COVID-19 vaccine manufacturer is going to make their U.S. employees get vaccinated, but not with the vaccine they produce. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
COVID-19 vaccine manufacturer AstraZeneca is requiring all of its U.S. employees to get vaccinated against the coronavirus if they plan on returning to the workplace or need to interact with customers. Though AstraZeneca manufactures its own vaccine for use in approved countries, the shot has not been approved for use in the United States, meaning its U.S. employees will need to get a vaccine made by one of the company's competitors, such as Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson.
Apple's upcoming smartwatch is suffering production problems. Bloomberg reported the Apple Watch Series 7 is expected to have a larger screen with a faster processor. Nikkei reported production of the device has been delayed due to the complexity of the new watch. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden tells the American people Tuesday the Afghanistan withdrawal was a success.
I was not going to extend this forever war, and I was not extending a forever exit. The decision to end the military lift operations at Kabul Airport was based on the unanimous recommendation of my civilian and military advisors. We and our partners have airlifted 100,000 of them. No country in history has done more to airlift out the residents of another country than we have done.
Former President Trump tells One America News his views on the withdrawal.
Took out the military, lost total control. We had total control. In fact, in his speech, I'm sure they were thrilled when he said it, but he made a mistake probably. But it was true. Not one soldier was killed for 18 months under me. Because they understood that if they killed any of the American soldiers, any American, period, anybody gets killed, we go after them like I did many times. And I dealt with Abdul, who is now the leader. Officially, he was the leader then, too. So at least I was dealing with the right guy. And I told him, you will be met as hard or harder than any country has ever been met with force before. And I said, you understand that? And he did understand that. And I said, and it will start with your house. That's where it's starting.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.